Greetings, this is James Gillen on the As You Wish Talk Radio with the BBS Network. And we've got a great show tonight. I wanted to cover a few housekeeping things going on here. We've got, we're having amazing sky watches, and the ships are coming in nice and low during the day. We're getting amazing footage up here. And last night, we can talk about that later, but we had quite a few ships come in, including a major power up, and looked like two large ships following themselves came over the ranch. And so it was ongoing. It was kind of like an ongoing thing. It went on most of the night. But anyway, there's a lot happening here. Next weekend, we have the ambassador training workshop, where we're really going to get down and talk about who's who in the universe and the different groups and why they're here and how they're helping us in this awakening healing process. And, you know, I've been warning people between now and December, we are going to see a lot of chaos and a lot of shifts happening. And it's a good thing, actually. The chaos means that there's movement. You know, there's evolution. The status quo is breaking down. So the old grid's pretty much collapsed. And there's a whole new grid coming in, taking its place. There's a fifth dimensional grid. But we're not out of the woods yet, because this old density has to be taken down. And they're actually taking themselves down. So we can see with, no matter what they do, we'll talk about the false flags and the other things that they're trying to do to keep their program going. But, you know, these just aren't working anymore. People aren't falling for it. I've got... on the show tonight, I've got Jordan Sather, and he's a young, inspiring truth seeker and activist hailing from the Pacific Northwest. His spiritual awakening occurred while in college, which he proceeded to drop out from the from that social conscious world in order to find his greater path. After working in the natural health arena for 7 years, he ventured into online media and education in order to diversify his message to include all hidden scientific and spiritual truths he believes humanity needs to learn. He shares his perspective online through his Destroying the Illusion YouTube channel, and it's garnered over 43,000 subscribers and 13.5 million views on Facebook. And he has over 11,000 followers with his Facebook channel. So, and he's been speaking around the country right now at different gatherings. His website is www.jordansather.com. So with any further ado, Jordan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. 3.5 million views, not 13.5. I wish 13.5.
Oh, okay.
Close. Yeah. Close.
A couple little typos in this.
But, I'll get there.
We'll send it. One of these days. Maybe after this show, you'll have 13.5. But, you know, there's so many things going on right now on the planet. And I kind of told people, in the very beginning, talked about the Vegas thing and what's going on there. Mm-hmm. And now finally it's starting to be released, the real facts behind it. And I know you've gone really deep, even deeper into that. So we can just start out by getting, you know, what your research has brought to the table as far as what's happening there.
Yeah, pretty much instantly when I heard that Vegas had happened, I knew right away that it was a false flag. I felt that it was. And once that occurred, the information came out almost instantly as to how it was questionable and what went on. And I mean, just looking at the official narrative, how can one elderly man in his mid-60s have enough professional know-how and athleticism to fire how many thousands of rounds into a crowd? I mean, and all the inconsistencies in the mainstream narrative. So understanding that, then, you know, I looked behind it and I tried to piece together in my head what had actually gone down. And in my opinion, there was a squad that were there. There was multiple shooters, one on the 32nd floor, probably another one at a lower level of the Mandalay Bay, and possibly a couple more in the crowd themselves. Mm-hmm. And there's video evidence of all of this and photographic evidence. A lot of people, you know, when these false flags happen, there's always disinformation and misinformation is thrown out there. A lot of people started calling it a hoax, which is natural. There have been hoaxes, in my opinion, in the past. But just because something is a false flag doesn't mean nobody got hurt, doesn't mean nobody died. I do believe people definitely got hurt in this instance. And also looking at the astrological significance and the esoteric significance of it, it was a sacrifice, right? Literally, mm-hmm. as dark and nasty as that is to say, it was at a music festival called the Harvest Festival, right in front of a giant black pyramid and an obelisk on, you know, during a harvest season. So it's many different reasons why this occurred. And the great thing is, though, it's probably the last straw, mm-hmm. being how sloppy it was, being how many people were there and had evidence to share around this wonderful thing called the internet that we have. It's blatant how bad it was, and almost so many people are waking up to what a false flag is and the fact that the deep state would actually do something like that on its own people. So, you know, so many people are waking up to the fact that the mainstream media even has to write articles saying it's not a conspiracy, and the Las Vegas County Sheriff has to say there's, you know, probably being forced to say, in my opinion, by the FBI, that there's no conspiracy behind it. So it's so botched and blatant that they have to say it's a conspiracy, and you know, that's why I think it's the last straw.
So it's like, was it Panetta's daughter is married to the head investigator of the FBI that's standing right next to the sheriff?
So that is a piece of fake news, in my opinion. Yeah. So a lot of people are saying that John Podesta's son is, or John Podesta's son-in-law is the head investigator, but that's not true. His daughter's name is Megan Roos. Yeah. The head investigator is named Aaron Roos, so that's why people got it misconstrued, because it's the same last name.
Oh, okay.
But John Podesta's son-in-law is actually named Gordon, so I think a lot of people tried to connect that and just started running with it, and it became a thing. But that's
it's hard to sift out in these things, because
very tough.
They throw in all kinds of misinformation and disinformation, and you're getting it off the internet, and then the lamestream news, the regular news, they're going to give you, of course, you know, their sanitized version of what's going on. And
so there's mainstream fake news, and there's actual fake news, and then there's people spreading fake news that they don't actually know is fake news. So it's really tough to discern things these days.
And you know people as well as I do, that people were there, and they said people were shot, mm-hmm. in Perpy, people were killed in that event. So I know there are people that are saying that those were all crisis actors. You know, there could have been crisis actors and people getting killed.
Exactly. I pointed out a couple crisis actors, and there's been evidence of calls being put out weeks beforehand for crisis actors. So, you know, it's not always black and white. There can be multiple avenues. It could be crisis actors involved with actual dead bodies, involved with, you know, it's very layered how they do these things. Because you got to understand, the deep state, they're multiple steps ahead at all times. And even if they botch a job, there's information they're going to put out there to muddy all the waters, to make it confusing.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, whenever they do a PSYOP, there's a layer upon a layer upon a layer, they're all trying to take you down all these different roads and avenues. But I think that basically, if you really want to know who's behind this, you follow the money. That's the bottom line. Who's going to gain from this? You know, what's the agenda? You know, the ultimate agenda is to get us to kill as many Muslims as possible, or people that are against the Israel, you know, and people are gonna get mad about saying that, but that's what Iraq was about. That's what all these wars are about.
Why has ISIS never attacked Israel?
Yeah.
Why have they now found an ISIS training camp right on the border of Israel? That just came out in the news a couple days ago. So it's
And why was Obama and Clinton funding ISIS? You know, it's just like, come on. It's all coming out now, finally. This is all coming out. And even the lamestream news is covering some of that. But I've seen, you know, the head CEOs of these corporations, you know, and MGM and things like that, they all started trading stock like crazy right before, and sold off their stock, and then come back and buy it a penny on a dollar and make millions on that. But I think when you saw that George Soros, I guess, invested $45 million into put options, so in case everything went down, he would cash in on it. And so he's the king of the, he's like the Darth Vader or the evil emperor, whatever you want to call him.
What, they did the same thing during 9/11 when they invested beforehand, insider trading. So it's, you know, same thing, different false flag.
Yeah, he triples the insurance on the Twin Towers.
Larry Silverstein.
Larry Silverstein. Gee, go figure, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you look at it and the whole thing was, you know, the weapons of mass destruction weren't there, all that stuff. And I always tell people, you know, even Bush said, they asked him, what did Saddam Hussein have to do with 9/11? And he goes, absolutely nothing. So we invaded a country that had absolutely nothing to do with 9/11 and Mac, you know, the Twin Towers and everything. But So it's like the narrative was totally guided that false weapons of mass destruction, that this is Iraq, we have to go take care of these guys. And, you know, the passports were all, they're all from Arabia. They're all, you know, Arabic passports or whatever. So of the supposedly, what do you call the guys, the terrorists,
yeah.
You know, they all had passports coming out of Saudi Arabia. So why, how come nobody looked into that? You know, it's like,
and when these shootings happen, just simply look for who calls for gun control within 24 hours.
Yeah.
And then you can spot who's connected. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll know the deep state, you know, whoever's screaming for, you know, take the guns and,
exactly.
And, you know, I thought it was interesting and I mean, I don't want to, I don't like get involved in politics, but you know, our beloved Queen Hillary, you know, right away, she doesn't wait till the bodies are cold, you know, and she's calling out for arms control and guns and attack the NRA and trying to demonize the NRA.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. And then when the Harvey Weinstein thing came up, which is a whole nother story, we're kind of jumping topics here. You know, she doesn't say anything about it, you know, mm-hmm. for a long time, because he's a major donor to her platform and the Clinton Foundation or whatever you call that thing.
I saw a picture today of Harvey Weinstein sitting in the middle of Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin. So we have a sex abuser sitting in the middle of two people married to sex abusers.
I know.
And people act like there's nothing wrong with the world.
Yeah, you know, and Bill's obviously, he's a serial, you know, rapist, basically. Yeah. And so how is she going to condemn Harvey, you know, when she hasn't condemned her husband, you know?
Yeah, totally.
But this thing is just, it's so ridiculous. There's such double standards in all of this. And this whole thing has been done so bad. There's so much misinformation. And right away, when I first heard this happened, I went and I asked what was going on. And I got, there was at least four gunmen, you know, mm-hmm. in this, not just one lone gunman.
Yeah, I've heard five to seven, and there were multiple shootings that night as well. So once they did the large event at the festival, those operatives, probably Mossad, some mercenaries scattered her out, did shootings at other hotels to scatter the police force and confuse people, and then probably left in an unmarked van, I would say. So
yeah, I think God, who's the guy? And he's the Iron Man. What's his name? He's Robert Downey Jr. or something. He just came out and he just said this whole thing was a false flag and everything. So we'll see what happens.
I also did see that story on a clickbaity kind of website as well called Neon Nettle. So you know, a lot of these things come on websites that you always have to search around.
Search and see if they're accurate.
Yeah.
But there's so many things coming out. But you know, when I looked at that thing right away, I mean, I just looked at the numbers, you know, like I've never been in the military or anything, but I was raised in a hunting family. And at 1,100 yards, you can hardly hit a refrigerator at 1,100 yards. I mean, let alone see it in the dark.
Yeah.
And there's no night scopes on there. You know, there was no night scopes. And you, first of all, you can't shoot the guns that they were saying they use. I think they're AR-15s or something. You cannot shoot that many rounds through an AR-15 without metal fatigue. They'll go down. They had 30-round clips. The only way you could shoot 85-round bursts, which is what they showed in the sound, you know, that you'd have to have these big drums, you know, or a really long belt in there. No belts were found, no drums, the casings weren't there. So they're saying, the official word was that lone gunman shoots impossibly out of a gun that can't even handle that. I mean, it would melt down. It would do a meltdown. And then Clinton comes on and says, we got to ban silencers. And they're not even silencers. You know, they're suppressors. But if you see a silencer on the end of a gun and you shoot that,
it would melt.
It melts. It falls apart. So, I mean, this whole thing is just so insane. But he would have had to shoot. He would have to shoot one person every second from 1,100 yards in the dark.
Yeah.
For him to be the lone gunman.
So what's worse, two airplanes taking down three towers or one guy shooting?
Yeah. I mean, you do the numbers, first of all, even to hit somebody and then do fatal hits like that. I mean, you've got, And people are running all over, and you're hitting them in fatal, you know, doing then, fatal shots.
And then on CNN, one of the people they interviewed said his friend got hit three times in the chest. So how do you get hit three times in the chest for, like you said, 1,100 yards with
– Exactly.
It just doesn't make sense.
I mean, just the first shot is going to throw the barrel off enough that it's going to throw it off. But, you know, it none of it makes any sense. And I just looked at the numbers on that, and I listened to the soundtracks, and I go, I hear three shooters, minimum of two, and there was two quick bursts that they overlaid on each other. Mm-hmm. So it was a minimum of three shooters and involved in that. And then there's shooting coming from everywhere, from all these other spaces.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about if they were shooting. They were saying there's actually people in the crowd or at ground level. Shooting.
I did see a video where it looked like a man was kind of holding a rifle down low, and he popped up right in the corner of the screen and did spray into the crowd. So it's very possible. And there are reports of shell casings being found on the ground as well. So
yeah. So I haven't been able to dig into that. Mm-hmm. But
and that's a good point. You know, I think on one hand, sometimes in my mind, I think, what if it was botched so purposefully to waste truth seekers' time? You know, I'm of the opinion once it's seen as a false flag, great, let's move on and devote our energy elsewhere. And it's almost like so many people are wasting a lot of time trying to prove something that we kind of already know.
Yeah.
So that's you know.
I know they have these guys in there, and I've seen some of these videos. These guys do the video analysis, and they're trying to sound like really hip. You know, I'm this young guy, and I'm really hip, you know, and I'm going to give you the real thing. And you know, it's an operative, you know, putting this one out because – You know, from what I saw and what he did was too obviously, you know, it'd been edited and everything else. So there's so many levels to this. But, you know, the bottom line, it always goes back to follow the money. You know, who gained on this? Who's going to get paid $1 billion to put in all the scanners, you know, and the metal detectors and the backscatter machines that scatter your DNA, basically.
And what are they trying to distract you from as well?
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
when that false flag happened, there was the Catalonian independence thing going on in Spain. They didn't want us to obviously know about because that shows that a stand-up Western democracy is absolutely crumbling.
Yeah.
And then there was the, like you said, the Harvey Weinstein thing. I don't know if that had broke quite yet. But
yeah, and all the Hillary email stuff, all that stuff, and the pedophile stuff, all that stuff was hit. Don't look at this stuff anymore. We have a new shiny fear bag over here to look at. You know,
exactly.
It's just like it's pretty great. But you know what I've seen is that, like you're saying, I think with the internet and with all the cell phones out there and the cameras and people that are waking up, people just aren't buying this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I saw a speech. I thought it was hilarious. I saw a Democrat actually giving a speech. And I always tell people I'm not a Republican. You know, I believe a council of grandmothers should be running the show. But this guy, a Democrat, was giving a speech, and he was talking about what a professional Hillary was, and she's thorough and she's honest. And as soon as he said honest, the whole crowd started laughing. You know, and so people are getting it. You know, it's like even their own people are laughing at how ridiculous it is, you know. So,
and Wendy's funniest thing I like to do is go on Facebook and you go to like the Federal Reserve page and you see everybody's comments on it, or you just go to like a live video of, I think today I just saw a live video of these nurses promoting the HPV vaccine. There was thousands of comments of people just completely ragging on them and saying the truth. So it's the amazing power of the internet.
Yeah, I've lost some friends, even family, you know, exposing all the vaccine things and stuff like that. And you have people that, you know, they're nurses and they have a job to do, and they think they're doing the right thing. They've been totally brainwashed. They think their doctor is God, you know, and they think they're healing all these people, and they don't really realize they're putting people on timers, you know, when they give them these vaccinations, because especially with that Naegelis, you know, that they have in the vaccines, it totally shuts down your immune system. You can't
cancer-causing enzyme Naegelis. There's nanoparticles that are found. There's mycoplasma, which are bioengineered warfare agents found in most vaccines. So it's
and the mercury and the thimerosal, all that stuff. It's just like, hey, we're gonna heal you with this toxic mess, you know.
Completely.
So, Yeah. So anyway, that's all coming out. You know, they got Vax and all that other stuff coming out, the movies. But this whole thing, just looking at the way this unfolded, and all the discrepancies, I always tell people, if you really want to know what's going on, there's two things. One, forget about the lamestream news. They're going to tell you what they're told to tell you. I mean, they're not. So forget about that. All you find out from them is there is an incident that happened, and then everything else is garbage, you know, basically. And then, and even the alternative media, you've got to really use discernment as to what's coming out. And then what I find out people too is if you develop your own BS meter, if you do, if you meditate, if you stay tapped in, as soon as this thing came down, your inner voice, your inner knowingness will go false flag, you know. They did it again. Oh my God. You know, it's like that's what my inner voice said. And then I started asking questions and got it from the inside, what really went down there. And now it's all starting to unfold, you know, and the information's coming out. So it's like the lamestream story and the sheriff story has so many holes in it. I mean, it looks like a 80-year-old piece of Swiss cheese basically right now.
And in my opinion, it's important to read everything, but you have to read it from a detached understanding of what you're actually reading. So like you said, you read the mainstream media to know what not to believe. Okay, great, I have that narrative. And then you read the alternative media, understanding that even alt media are going to be singular people with their own perspectives. So you have a detachment for it, but you know they might be a little more truthful thrown in. And then honing your discernment is a big skill, and you have to have a lot of confidence in yourself. And people have so much self-doubt in just simply having a belief that's outside of the status quo that they get so scared and run back to what everybody else thinks for safety. But you have to have courage and the willpower and actually make the effort to read and hone your own BS meter. It's crucial.
Yeah, the herd consciousness. You got to step out of it. There were so many things going on. I always tell people you have to – they have a thing called the Buddha mind or the fresh mind. And you have to look at things without an agenda, without attachment. And when you look at these things going on, there's a little voice inside of you that'll go, this doesn't feel right. You know, something's not right here. And then you have a part of you that knows what's going on, that can go forward or backward in time and figure out things. So I think that's the main key, is that, you know, all this stuff is such a distraction to keep you from going within and getting your own inner knowledge and inner wisdom, and keep people in fear and keep the frequencies down. You know, so I mean, talking about this, I'll get these emails from people and they go, oh, good fear porn show, you know, or like, good.
No, that's new age bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and so many people have this idea that looking, you know, not talking about the darkness is positive, but you don't scatter the roaches without shining a light on the corner, right?
Exactly,
you don't get rid of the dishes by ignoring them. So talking about it is not negative. Doing it's negative.
You got to wear your cowboy boots to get them when they go on the corner.
Exactly. But talking about it's the most positive thing you can do, because that's what gets rid of it, is that increase in consciousness.
Well, here's the thing about when they go, that's fear porn. Well, they're the ones afraid.
Yeah.
They're the ones afraid of talking about this.
Exactly.
And, you know, I'm not in fear right now, you know, and I have no anger, and I'm not out to get revenge or anything else. You know, I don't have a victim pattern going either, but, you know, I'm trying to educate people to say, hey, look at what's really going on so this doesn't happen again. Let's bring light on this subject so we can really see. And what's happening right now, the more information you get out on this, the accurate information, the more, you know, a lot of these things are stopped because people knew too much ahead of time and so they didn't pull it off, you know. I think, you know, they keep talking about how they're going to do this. The next false flag is going to be a fake ET invasion.
And interesting you say that.
Yeah.
I have some thoughts on that subject.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's been discussed for quite a while, this whole fake ET thing, by particular people. Enough people know about it that it doesn't seem like necessarily a viable option, although if they were to pull some Project Blue Beam, you know, shine something up in the sky, make it look like a UFO, who's going to be the one that everybody runs to saying, oh, you were saying the truth the whole time? the people exactly. talking about the false flag alien invasion. Of course, you're setting up the prophet right there, having them talk about it, then actually pull the alien invasion. Then everybody's going to run to that prophet who's been talking about it. It's just plain as day right there. So,
or in the old days, the people that they were educated, they knew when the eclipse was coming, right? So they go out to the people and say, if you don't do this and this and this and install me as your leader, I will make the sun go dark, you know? Right? and then the sun goes dark.
That's such a good analogy.
Everybody goes, oh my God, this guy can make the sun go dark.
Uh-huh. You know, that's such a good analogy right there.
He's the next leader, you know.
Exactly.
So it's almost the same. Yeah, it's just, we just take it to the next level, you know. It's like, you know, football is like the gladiators, and they've just moved it, same arena, you know, same pitting people against each other. And
the Roman Empire never went away.
Yeah.
Just went underground.
Inflict as much damage as possible on each other over control over a dead animal skin. You know, okay. That makes a lot of sense. But all that stuff is being unraveled right now. People are just going, this is nonsense. They're starting to see the real core energy behind.
Exactly. Not only with the false flags, but we have this whole disclosure thing trying to happen. You know, we have Tom DeLong just a few days ago. He's going live with his big announcement announcing these CIA guys and Lockheed guys he's supposedly working with to bring out free energy and exotic technologies. They even have a 3D rendering of a anti-gravity craft that they want to build. And it's like, how much are you not telling us? That's the big question.
Well, they always do that. It's like they're saying, we're going to build this anti-gravity craft that we already built in 1968, but we're going to bring it out now.
Yeah.
This is, and they already have it built. They've been going back to Mars since 68.
And there's so much stuff blowing up right now with not only the false flag being botched, but the ritual sex abuse of elite cults that the last false flag per se, if you want to call it that, or the last card they have to play is that alien card.
Yeah.
And now, in my opinion, they're using Tom DeLong, you know, don't know whether Tom DeLong is just extremely naive or if he's been blackmailed or if he is running along with the shtick, but they're using him for this partial disclosure narrative.
Yeah.
You can give the people of this whole country, you know, the whole population, you can say aliens are real and free energy exists, and they'll be so wowed by that that they'll look away from Pizzagate and Pedogate breaking or anything like that. Yeah. So that's exactly what they're trying to do right now is have their contingency plans in place for if they need to pull something, whether it be this and Tom DeLong or maybe a big old story on Antarctica. You know, there's always like a weird story coming out. Oh, scientists looking for secret life.
Or the narrative.
The next one is a big hole in Antarctica.
Yeah.
This mysterious hole that science doesn't know just popped up. You know, that story just broke a couple days ago. Well, they keep sliding these stories out because if they need to run with one because some mass arrests or some sweep began to occur and they need to distract everybody with, they have this story about a hole opening up in Antarctica. Well, they could easily run one layered on top of that of, ooh, we found this pyramid. Ooh, we found UFO. Yeah. Oh, and then a pyramid that they just magically, quote, stumbled upon. But the Nazis were down in Antarctica in the 1930s. Yeah. They're not going to tell us that part. But
well, they pulled out ETs back then. You know, the Nazis did. And they pulled out, like, sarcophaguses. And they talked about Orion and everything and all this stuff. And then they pulled, beings out. They're obviously were not human as we know it, you know. But
the Nazis were working right there with the Draco.
Yeah,
so
exactly,
they were getting their tech from them. And that's always been the hand behind it. So when looking at this partial disclosure psyop that's going on, just like you said earlier, you follow the money. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, I call him the disclosure handler is John Podesta.
Yeah.
And, you know, a few years ago, John Podesta was working with Greer, Dr. Yeah, Stephen
exactly.
Greer. And I think they met in about 2008, 2009. And I think Greer was originally going to be that partial discloser-er with Podesta in the background kind of puppeteering him. But for some reason, you know, whether they didn't like who Greer was or, you know, he didn't have quite enough of a following or whatever the case was, it looks like circa 2014, 15 is when they went from Greer to Tom DeLong.
Yeah.
Tom DeLong has a wider audience, has a younger audience. he might be a little more dumb than Greer, who knows?
Yeah.
But they started using him in around 2015 as per WikiLeaks emails from John Podesta. And then that's when they started crafting this plan they've had in place. And Tom DeLonge was supposed to have his announcement way back in like February of this year. Mm-hmm. Had to keep getting delayed. Well, shit wasn't about to hit the fan quite yet earlier this year, but now it is. Yeah. And since it is right now, that's why they had Tom DeLonge have his announcement a couple days ago. And, you know, funny enough, not only is John Podesta involved again, but there was a man in Greer's first documentary, Sirius. He was the geneticist from Stanford, Dr. Gary Nolan.
Yeah.
He's the one who tested the genetics of that little body. Yeah. Well, who's on Tom DeLonge's advisory team as a geneticist? Dr. Gary Nolan.
Yeah.
So it's like the same puppeteers in the background with the same players followed Greer are now with DeLonge, and it's that same kind of core partial disclosure group of Podesta being the handler, Dr. Gary Nolan's the geneticist. Now Tom DeLonge's just the face replacing Greer. The CIA contacts that, you know, are quite obviously there to be on the quote advisory board. So it's just blatant.
And you know, you look at and when you openly brag about your connections with Podesta and the Clintons and the Rockefellers and a bunch of, and you know who these people are.
If that Rockefeller's a white hat, prove it.
Yeah, exactly.
Guilty until proven innocent if your last name's Rockefeller.
Yeah. So anyway, you hear all this stuff and you just go, are you serious? Not to make a pun, but yeah, I don't even think that was an alien anyway. Now, I had a geneticist friend of mine that was from Australia, and he actually approached Greer and he said, look, I'll do the whole DNA testing, you know, for free. I'll pay for it myself. And he just flipped out and
he goes, no, I need this guy from Stanford.
Yeah, I need $150,000 to finish this or whatever. Jesus. You know? And the guy goes, no, I'll do it for you. I'll tell you exactly what that is, you know, what it is. And you know, they believe that in South America, people would get a human, you know, a fetus, and they would use the same technology as shrunken heads on it. And it would turn out looking like a little alien, and they would sell them for like $5,000 or $8,000, which is a lot of money for them, you know, you know, they're living in abject poverty. So it's a thing over there, and it looks exactly like one of those little fetuses that they did, you know, and it's sad, you know, but.
Yeah, and that geneticist they use, Dr. Nolan, he's from Stanford, and Stanford is like Cabal University.
It is.
They have the new age hippie came out of Stanford.
Exactly.
Lots of medical propaganda comes out of Stanford, and a lot of physics propaganda does too. So it's plain as day when you have people with those connections, you just got to question them. It's that basic.
I'll tell you a story one day about Stanford. But we had a friend that was dying of cancer in there, and his family wanted to make amends with him. And I can say this now, but because nobody knows who I was then at the time, but I went in there with a physicist friend of mine, this guy was in there and he was totally comatose. He was out and everything, and he had his IV there and everything. And so I went in there and I showed him my minister's license and I said, can we have a moment to pray, you know, for this guy? And they said, yeah. And they closed the curtains, you know, and his daughter and his wife was there, and they were all in on it, right? And so we put this formula in his IV. And the guy just opens his eyes up and he's totally alert, and he sits up and he starts talking to everybody. It was pretty funny.
The doctor walks back in.
And
it's a miracle.
It's a miracle. It was pretty funny. But it was just technology, basically. But we have that kind of technology right now.
Yeah.
And
Rife machines have existed since the 50s, and life-enhancing telomere technologies.
Yeah, these oxygen therapies. And right now they're making this Brown's gas generators that I guess it's called AquaCure, and I actually got one of those. And you inhale the gas coming off there, and it's hydrogen, and I think it's O1, 2, and O3, I'm not sure, but amazing stuff. I mean, and it starts reversing the aging process and everything else, but a lot of it, you know, and they've actually crystallized oxygen and made a pill. You take this pill and you don't even need to breathe.
Walk around on the Mars surface.
Yeah, I left here and I drove all the way to Laughlin, Nevada. I took a couple of those pills along the way.
You just took two
breaths.
And I
got there. Yeah, I got there and I went, after I drove in, I went in there and all the other speakers were there, and they're all having dinner, and they go, hey, James, come on. And so I went over there and hung out with them all night, mm-hmm. you know, and then not all night till about 10. I used to go to bed at 10 anyway, but the, but it was pretty funny, and I wasn't tired at all.
Yeah.
You know, I was not, and we have that, you know, oxygen is the highest systemic antibiotic you can get. And if you increase the blood oxygen and raise the body pH, you'll back cancer out of the system. It's Otto Warburg in 1929 gave us that.
Yeah.
So what are we doing? You know, why are we filling people up with toxic chemicals and trying to kill the immune system in order to heal somebody? I've never figured that one out.
Well, that sounds like a good question. This also sounds like a rhetorical question too. Yeah. So I can answer that if you
like. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Why? Follow the money.
Yeah.
Follow the money. A healthy person is not a smart nor efficient slave person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's sad, but I think it's all coming out now when people really look at what's going on. And I wanted to go, you know, people wanted me to talk about the fires in California, and there's all this information coming out where people are seeing all these blue sparks and everything, and the ground temperature in the shade is like 76 or between 76, 79. And then they go up in the sun and they shoot the deck in the sun and it's 179. Now, I don't know at what point dry wood ignites, but some energy was coming down. Now, is it coming from holes in the ozone? Is it coming from the sun, which the PK index the Kindex, the Kindex is showing 5 and 6. It went up to 7, I think. At one time.
Yeah.
And so or is it HARP?
Yeah, you know? Could be HARP, could be a directed energy weapon. You know, people have seen melted, there's plenty of pictures going all over the internet now of melted steel and melted car parts and all kinds of things like that. But then we have pockets of trees right around that are still up and still have leaves on them. So, you know, it could be.
Yeah,
I heard Lockheed has a new high altitude laser that they could be testing that, or maybe
a satellite probably
could be some satellites with some scalar, Tesla scalar weaponry that they're using over California. And
I know after this interview, fires. I'm probably gonna have to sleep in a different place because
who knows if they'll hit you with that scalar heart attack gun or something like that.
Had to keep moving around, you know, because they like to use their psychotropics and all that other crap.
Yeah,
psychotronics. I mean. But it's getting insane. But what the good news is that I think people are waking up and people are taking a look at who's behind all this stuff.
Yeah, they can't. I mean, they just can't continue pulling it with the way things are going. So there will be a breaking point we get to. And as these bad botch jobs just keep happening and all this blatant stuff keeps occurring that the deep state's pulling, it's like we're hitting that crescendo. And it could be very soon. Many people are saying that later October, November is going to be a turning point, and I think we could very well see that. Whatever this quote storm is that Donald Trump might be talking about, or
I'm really hoping it's a cleanup. I think it may be.
Might very well be
a major cleanup. But you know, I always tell people, look, here's the best way to look at this thing. You know, the ones that are screaming the loudest for gun control and this and all the other stuff, when you look at the deep state and the pedophile network and everything else, as soon as they start screaming, write them down.
Yeah.
Put them on the list, you know, because they're attached to that somehow. And the predatory stuff and the pedophile stuff and everything.
Yeah. And we see Hollywood is absolutely imploding right now, which is fantastic. And we see people, you know, looking at this bread and circus NFL as being pretty ridiculous. And granted, they're kind of doing it with an odd patriotic fervor that I think needs to be looked at a little more so, but at least, you know, corporate sports is failing, which is still a good thing, and Hollywood is a political system is blatantly infiltrated. So I mean, love or hate Donald Trump, I didn't vote at all in the election, but you got to count your blessings where blessings are due. And I think that's.
We could have had Hillary.
Yeah, we could have had Hillary.
Dodged a bullet.
Then
there,
we would have had civil war.
Yeah. I mean, she wants to do war with Russia immediately. We would have been in World War III already, which is the ultimate false flag that they're trying to do.
Wouldn't it be a false flag? Yeah. That'd be World War III.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be done.
That's the wag the dog thing. You know? But I mean, they're that desperate. So people can't believe this is going on. Your average listener is just going to, this is so crazy. I can't believe any of this stuff. And I always tell them, I said, I want you to think about this. Wouldn't you say that right now on the planet, there's so much inhumanity going on? I mean, look at the chemtrails, look at the HAARP, you know, the earthquakes, the volcanoes that are being activated, geoengineering, you know, look at the food additives, the aspartame and all the other stuff in the food, look at the fluoride in the water. And all of these things, these are all inhuman acts. Anybody who has any education whatsoever realizes you're harming others, you're harming, you know, and you're harming, you know, men, women, and children, you know, the next generations. But you look at that and you say, well, do you ever think that maybe there's non-humans behind all this inhuman activity going on?
No, there's no bad ETs out there.
Yeah, exactly.
No, not at all. Mm-mm.
And I always say, when you're saying there's no bad ETs, you're probably working with the bad ETs. You know?
Exactly. Like, there's duality everywhere.
Whether knowingly or unknowingly. And when your best buddies are pedophiles, you're probably part of the network. So you know, we have to look at that. You know,
totally. And it's,
guilt by association is kind of like, in a way, we shouldn't do that. But if you see people getting all their funding and arm in arm with these guys, obviously
there's questions that need to be answered.
Part of the club.
Yeah.
You know?
And if they're not answering the questions, then man, I don't really want to support you. And I have no problem saying names on radio shows to have you answer those questions. And, you know, like you said earlier, meditation is so important because that quells an overthinking mind. And all these questions, why is this so bad? Why is our earth failing? Why are people's health so awful? You know, all these are very simply answered questions, but people are overthinking so much these days that they're not answering them. So if they just got into clearing their head and moving their thoughts down into their heart space, then they can actually understand and come to a conclusion as to what's actually going on. It's not that difficult to answer those questions.
Yeah, you really look at, okay, who are the war and disease profiteers?
Yep.
That's very simple. You know, who's gaining? Follow the money. And then follow that up the ladder. And people don't realize, as you go up the ladder, it doesn't matter what institution you're in, the political institution, the religious institution, all those institutions, when you go up that ladder, when you get up to the top, it gets darker and darker and darker, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And even then it goes into unseen energies, unseen negative influences that some people are aware of, some are not, you know, but there are like demonic reptilian negative grays and things like that that really care nothing for humanity and the earth. They're actually at war with creation itself. And if, when you factor that in, you go, that is why this is all happening. Because humans, you know, they do inhuman things now and then, you know, yeah, that's part of it, but not on the scale that's happening right now.
Exactly.
They've got to have some kind of guidance or inspiration.
And there's this mind control that's instilled into the population of all human. That's just human nature to be violent. And there's so many disempowering, you know, makes you feel awful. These memes that are put in our heads through media and education. And there's that one that all humans are awful. There's the one that, you know, humans have faulty genes, so they need all these expensive immunotherapies. There's the humans are, you know, you're sinful from birth, and Jesus died for your sins, so you have
no responsibility.
Bow to me.
Yeah. You have no responsibility because he's going to take care of everything. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, where's personal responsibility and accountability? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know, they miss that part. You know, but
precisely.
It's. It's so funny because this whole thing, if you really look at it, it's a game to keep you from making your own personal God connection and stepping into your power. Now, when I say God, I call it Great Spirit, you know, Creator, whatever name you want to give it. The word God has been so misused and abused on this planet that we ought to come up with a new name, you know, and maybe feminine, you know, or something to change the consciousness behind that. But, you know, it's like... you know, I think, you know, I'm all for, you know, more of a matriarchal society, you know, because you really think about the nature of things. When you have the feminine energy, by nature, is more sensitive. They're more coming from the heart. They're more tapped into the source, which is love, you know.
And it's a creative energy.
And
don't we want to create this?
The masculine side is to make it happen, carry it out, you know,
destroy it.
And it really should be shifted, that the guidance should be coming from the feminine side and carrying it out should be coming from the masculine, carrying out whatever needs to happen from the masculine side. But now the masculine side is making all the decisions from the intellect and from, and it's totally disconnected from the heart. Mm-hmm. And it's just made a mess of things, you know?
Yeah.
So, luckily that's changing as well. There's a huge influx of divine feminine energy coming in. And then, which brings us back to Hillary.
her pantsuits. Wonder if she's a dude behind the scenes.
Yeah, everybody goes, "I want a woman for president." And I go, "Is there one running?" You know, it's like
I didn't know that.
You know, so anyway, that it's sad because, you know, to me, the most profound energy on the planet is that divine feminine energy, that mm-hmm. love and that nurturing energy, is the most valuable thing on the planet. Don't give that up, you know. Don't try to become a man and gain power and things like because
that's a law of nature, is the law of gender. And you can be homosexual if you want to be. There's nothing wrong with that, but you got to understand that two genders are required to create.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful that we're seeing the resurgence of the divine feminine, which is amazing. And I was just having this conversation a little earlier, but we also need a resurgence of the sacred masculine.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, men stepping into their power and getting in tune with their emotions and getting comfortable with working with the feminine energies and quelling their minds and meditating, getting into their heart. That's what's crucial. And so many guys out there are completely ungrounded, imbalanced. The warrior archetype or the warrior energy in them is completely skewed or just turned off. And mm-hmm. it's causing for a society full of man children, basically.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed that too. And the just by the stuff, you know, the endocrine
All the hormone disruptors.
All the hormone disruptors and all those things that are even in the cans, you know. These cans are made to turn men feminine, you know.
The BPA is a hormone disruptor. Soy, food, and everything. Lotions. There's the parabens and stuff in the lotions. The worst, because you're putting it right on your skin, which gets right in your blood. So there's estrogen boosters called xenoestrogens.
Yeah.
Xeno in Latin means foreign. So these are foreign estrogens we're putting into our bodies. So it's totally feminizing guys. And then on the other end of the spectrum, they're trying to masculinize women by making them go into the workforce and taking away their time with their kids after they have birth and ripping the kids away from the mom, making the mom, you know, don the pantsuits and go be equal. Yeah, we need equality. No. We're not all equal. We're all different aspects of one collective consciousness, but we're not equal per se. We should all have equal opportunity.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're all made differently, and that's what's special about us.
When you think about this, okay, why do men go out and try to make all that money and get the fancy house and the fancy cars and everything else? Why do they do this? to trap the woman, you know, to catch the woman, basically. So who's in control?
Women.
Who's really in control
I used to work in sales, man. You never talk to the guy if you're trying to sell something to the family. The woman controls the wallet. So you get in good with the the wife. And
it's that happy wife, happy home, you know.
Yeah.
Just the way it works.
But, the men do that because they're told to. That's the American dream right there. And then by the time they're 45 years old, they have a midlife crisis and their junk doesn't work. And they got all kinds of issues in their lives that a doctor won't fix.
Exactly. it's just getting insane right now.
But totally.
The good news is I don't think this is going to go on much longer because there's you know, and you've got your show and there's all these upcoming journalists and people that are exposing all these things and it's like a storm that's coming.
Literally.
And an awakening, and it's so powerful right now. There's so much energy coming in.
People's authenticity are showing too.
Yeah,
I mean, that's why you have one of the highest rated radio shows in your network is because your authenticity shines through. And that's why, you know, my subscriber count has grown like crazy, because it's just the authenticity of it. We don't claim to know everything.
Yeah,
we admit what we don't know, but we search, we put the information out with a pure heart and say, hey, you know, we got to try and change things now. And enough people are getting pissed off at the state of the world that they are hopping on YouTube channels or starting blogs or sharing information with their friends and family. And we're so close.
Yeah, I want to go a little bit. It's kind of like dropping the energy a little bit, but I wanted to talk a little bit about this Antifa thing. And I've never figured this out. Okay, so Soros is the guy backing, like, mainly Antifa. And he's a Nazi, right? Yeah. Obviously, he's a Nazi. He admits it openly. You know, he turned his own people in, and that was his gig. And he actually smiles and laughs about it on the air. But that was the most enjoyable part of his life. You know? Yeah. You know, so isn't Antifa anti-fascist, right? It's like anti-fascist, right? Anti-Nazi, anti-fascist. Mm-hmm. So they're using fascist tools, violence and aggressiveness, and not allowing other people to speak or talk, or disrupting forums and everything else. And their main guy is a Nazi. And they're anti-Nazi, anti-fascist.
Yep.
Somebody needs to explain this to me, because
Nazi propaganda 101.
Yeah.
Accuse those you're against of that which you are guilty.
Yeah.
Comes from that Nazi propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels, I think is how you say it. But complete, you know, mind control right there. So.
And when you try to have an intelligent conversation with these guys, they just can't do it.
They just put their black masks on and light their Molotov cocktail and blame.
They go, well, where did you get that information, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Where did you get that? And the Black Lives Matters thing, I think all lives matters, you know, and I think blue lives matters. And, yes, there has been a lot of injustice, you know, with some police departments and things like that. You know, I recognize that. But, you know, and to me, is if that's your world, if you're a policeman and you're – dealing with that 24/7, it does
taint you
a bit.
Yeah,
you're gonna after a while you get fed up, you know. So
and a lot of cops are ex-military too. They've been traumatized.
Yeah,
PTSD. Yeah. So they're in very bad head states.
Yeah.
And so we can't. Of course, like you said, there's some bad cops that are out there, some bad apples. But you can't hate cops. You can't blame them all at all.
And you can't inspire violence against them, because most of them are trying to stop the violence.
They're
trying to keep the
family to go home to.
They're peacemakers, supposedly, you know. But again, a lot of them are controlled by these other levels that are not peacemakers, you know. But
exactly,
it goes on and on. But this whole thing. But I look at, okay, who's sponsoring that? Again, you go back to Soros, you know, and open borders and all these things. All this violence and separation game going on goes back to these same guys. And I'm wondering when people are going to connect the dots and say, this is the problem. The head of the dragon is the problem. This is the byproduct down here, you know, all these other groups. Let's follow the money and go to the top and say, this is the problem. And that is coming out now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all over the internet right now.
Very close to cutting that head off. And when that head gets cut off, there is going to be a lot of chaos, like you said. Mm-hmm. But that chaos is necessary to ruffle some people's jimmies and break their egos and get them to see the light. And but that's why it's also so important to have preparedness plans in place, you know, food and water, emergency plans. And don't be scared. Just be prepared. And understand that the roller coaster is about to start.
Yeah.
The roller coaster is about to start.
Yeah, we bought the e-ticket. You know, there's an old thing, gods don't do boring things, you know. So we all chose this time, gods and goddesses, you know, to come in for this event.
Yeah.
And get your bug out bag and be prepared.
And also, I think right now it's really important just to shout as much of this seemingly crazy truth as you can from the rooftops.
Yeah.
Because since we're so close to that breakthrough, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people who their friends and family think they're absolutely nuts, but they want to be sharing all these truths and just have the courage to do it. Because if you look crazy now, great, because when that stuff hits the fan, your friends and family are going to know what the heck's going on. They go, oh my gosh, Jimmy over here has been sounding crazy for months, but now he sounds like he might actually know what's going on. So you're going to be that light for people.
Exactly.
So the crazier you sound now, the more light you're going to be able to, the more opportunity you're going to have to calm people down and be that way shower when things really do go.
And all these old prophecies are happening now. Even Jesus said, you know, that all the iniquities will be shouted from the rooftops, and that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no rock will be left unturned. So all these things are happening now. The Native American prophecies where they talk about the beast and it's going to reign for 2,000 years and then it finally consumes itself. Just when you think there's no hope left, the beast consumes itself, and then, you know, and then we join the Star Nations in peace, and we planet gets rehabilitated very quickly. The Tibetans talk about this too, and they say we're going to go right up to World War III, and then there's going to be an intervention, and then it's done.
Mm-hmm.
But they all are talking about these times we're in, And they have all of them have a really good outcome. The outcome is always good on these things, but it seems like we have to take it to the last point for some reason. And you know, ninth inning, you know, bottom of the ninth inning, something happens and
hit that grand slam and finally get the win.
And that's probably the way it's going to unfold. But
totally.
You know, they always say there's been wars and rumors of wars and all these things are
going
to happen.
A massive war going on right now. Yeah. And that's against us by people that you can name.
Yeah.
So.
And it's not just a war on people. It's a war on creation itself.
Yeah, that's a good point.
On the very platform for life. Because, you know, you look at these chemtrails, we're losing so many trees here. It's really sad because the aluminum is blocking the uptake of water and nutrients. And the forest, we're losing so much of our forest, and now they're turned into tinder boxes. You know, with the accelerants on them and everything. So that's these fires that are happening are just out of control. But unfortunately, we're out of time. We can go more into that. But before we sign off, do you have any last words for the audience, or what's the best way for them to connect with you?
The best way to connect with me, just go to my website, www.jordansather.com. There's a box there, you know, you can just type a message in that box and it gets right to my email. That's the best way. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. You mentioned all those at the beginning of the show. And then also I have a webinar coming up, a health webinar in a couple of weeks here that I'll be going very in-depth about the history of Big Pharma, Rockefeller Medicine, all of the dead doctors, which is a huge topic we didn't even touch on, the many, many dead holistic doctors over the past couple of years, some of the suppressed health research, Dr. Gerson, Dr. Reif, Dr. Wilhelm Reich, and also just a lot of my own health philosophy. So that'd be a good one. That'd be good stuff.
Great. Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. It's been an awesome show, and we're out of time, unfortunately. So this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network signing off. Have a great evening. Stay in the heart. Watch the skies. There's a big reunion getting ready to happen. Good night.